rather than trying to figure out a complex bill such as what's before you now. And you haven't gone through item by item, as I can understand it, to do a complete analysis, so therefore
we've done that in the subcommittee extensively, and we're going to do it here in the full committee too.
And we will be with you to listen.
And I'll be very interested to see if you're willing to adjust your position when it's clearly in the nature of good public policy to do something other than what the federal government suggested.
Mr. Chairman, I think that what we've said is we don't want to exceed the federal government standards, and I think as long as we don't,
and you haven't articulated whether you'd be flexible if on an individual identification of a particular issue, it becomes clear that from a public policy point of view, it may be a good idea to do that. And that's what's very disappointing about your position.
But sir, don't you think that the restrictions would be much greater on the federal level if they looked at all aspects rather than, and all I'm saying is that right now what we're doing is imposing tougher restrictions than even the best judgment across the nation. And that's all I'm suggesting. I think we're flexible and willing to listen, but we would like to have proof that is accurate.
Well, I'll hold you to your flexibility there, and I'll see if you follow through on that.
Can I ask the same question?
Well, Mr. Chairman, it may be, as one gentleman said, he didn't know until all of a sudden it came to his attention. He's trying to clean my laundry. By the way, my shirt didn't come back clean. but I know he was busy doing the regulations. But at the same time, you know, how many chances have we given you or opportunities for you to know these? I think it's a two-way street. We want them to understand, and at times we may be critical because they took the broad picture. But it's on their behalf that we say we're doing these good things, and they don't know what good we're doing to them. So we have to give them an opportunity to come to meetings, and I don't know if you've had a chance before, outside of the presentation made to the chamber, what other knowledge did you have an opportunity to look into this bill?
We've had an opportunity to listen to another group that has been evaluating a bill, and it gives us the industry perspective because it's so complex, it's difficult for us to comprehend it. We can't expect you to do likewise, and I hope that the chairman would be equally flexible as what he requested us to do. So,
do you have a question?
Well, would it be appropriate to ask who that other group is, Mr. Corbin?
Surely, we have an industry coalition group that has been looking at this particular bill.
Could we be a little more specific? An industry coalition group, is that a local industry coalition group or a national?
Now, this is local. I think we'll have more information after we receive the information that's being forwarded us by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
The reason I'm asking, and I'll be very frank, you, Mr. Poore, represent the Juneau Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, sir.
I come from Anchorage, and I think the politics in Juneau are a little different than they are in Anchorage. And I'm a little bit surprised from what I know of the folks in Juneau, even the business people. I would think they would be much more strongly supportive of this, even the people in Anchorage, the shopkeepers, the tourists people, the people who run the float planes and the boats, the fishing people. Maybe I misjudged the business community down here, but from what I know, the people around here prize their clean air, and I'm surprised that they don't.
I'm not, Mr. Chairman, I don't think that there was a question as to whether or not we valued clean air. I think that what we're saying is if we meet the federal standards, do we really need to exceed the federal standards? Are we currently out of compliance here in the local area? I don't think we are. We may have an occasion with wood smoke, but for the most part, all of our air probably exceeds the value of most places in the country. We have very good air.
You were on the municipal assembly here, is that correct?
Pardon, sir?
You were on the municipal assembly?
No, sir, you're thinking of my brother. Mm-hmm. I just recently returned after being in industry for 23 years in the Water 48.
Okay.
So I apologize.
But it's more than just the standards for clean air that you're objecting to. It's the levels of enforcement, it's levels of penalty for failure to comply, because there's a range there that's been presented to the committee that we can establish in state law under the federal, you know, guidelines. So it's a lot more than just the standards for clean air. You're doing a blanket objection.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think all we're saying is we don't want to exceed the federal standards at this present, and that's the only blanket statement we can make until we have a complete interpretation. But if we don't come forward to you now and state our position, you know, it doesn't make sense to come to you after you've completed the act. Mm-hmm. So we might just as well come forward and say we object to it. We don't want to exceed the federal standards. And like you say, as we progress, we will learn.
I understand.
It's not the chamber's position. I want to explain, sir. It's not the chamber's position as far as sensitivity to increasing the amount of manpower. I have a personal hang-up, if you're asking, in the sense that I have now over
I think it's 518 employees currently with ADEC, and another 28, and we have a population of 570,000. I'm concerned that it's so far out of balance that by comparison to other places in the lower 48. That's my personal hang-up about getting so much regulation, or getting a bill so complex that it takes so much additional regulation, especially with the forecast of declining revenues. It's a concern.
Thanks, Chairman. I just hope we don't have to beat a dead horse any much further. But DEC has had the ability to set more stringent standards than EPA does for 20 years. It's used it one time to set an ammonia standard in Kenai, and the community rose up and demanded it. And I don't see where it's good public policy. This legislature said we'll never do that again, as a blanket statement.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that on a federal law is that the states, all the states, have the right to make it tougher regulations. They just can't make it less than the federal standards. Probably you're referring to the only time it's ever been done is once. I'm just saying is all the states have that same right to make it tougher.
Yeah.
And you're suggesting we don't have that right anymore.
In those terms, all I'm saying on this particular bill is let's not make it tougher then. You can always take in...
Anybody else? Okay. Thanks for your testimony.
Thank you.
That looks like it.
Well, except for the
what was the studios, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, David.
Are you signed up to testify?
No, Mr. Chairman,
they were. We had invited them.
I don't see any other names, though.
They were in a panel, and they testified, and we asked them if they would to yield to let the other people. And so they got the packet. At some point, maybe you want to do it when we actually
meet.
Mr. Chairman, there are 20.
Here.
No, if Mary Nordell spoke on behalf of, there are a couple other attorneys who were involved in drafting
the
amendments,
the
24 amendments that are on the table.
You call them
this
back
may or may not be the time to talk about
I think
it.
We call it back. Maybe when we do the markup, we can invite you when we get to those sections. But I'm glad, if I may, Mr. Chairman, I'm glad you gave us the packets. We have a chance to look at them.
That's good.
Can I make a point on that, Mr. Chairman? I meant to do this in State Affairs, Max. Maybe you noticed in one of the packets there's material. In our packets, it wasn't marked who it came from. I think it'd be
well,
a much better deal.
We need to have that
to know where these things come from. They're just blank.
Mr. Chairman, could we make it also available to people concerned?
So
it
might expedite your markup if they know what amendment we're talking about.
Sure.
I agree with you. I'm sorry.
So who did submit?
Mr. Chairman, the Producers Council submitted those amendments, and Mary Nordell did testify on behalf of the Producers Council. And they should have been attached to the statement from the Producers Council.
Yeah, just for the benefit of everybody in the room, if you're going to submit suggestions or materials to the committee, it would. I'm just going to require that you identify on the materials who you are and who you're coming from.
We did.
Yes.
It was done.
Yeah. Our apologies for not putting something on the first page there. We will.
Great.
And we had to find out
when
you were producing.
So, we got a choice here. Do we start into the markup on the bill, or do we... We don't have anything else to work on. Other than 504. You got a 4:30.
Wait till 4:30 and then start.
And also, these amendments are so expensive that even I can't comprehend them right now. But I make sure that the people from we asked them, Chamber of Commerce and so on, have copies of this. I'd hate to start markup now when so many people don't even know what they are. That would be kind of an unfair advantage.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, for once I agree with Representative Martin on this matter.
10 minutes. No, not even 10 minutes. I gotta call my lawyer.
Well, I am gonna tell you folks that once we start markup, it's gonna take, you know, it's gonna have to be a question you want some sort of specific information about, and not just a bunch of people parading their opinions, or else we'll never be able to do this. It's too big to do it with just everybody getting another time and another time and another time.
No, but
testify.
We now then have a fair chance.
Yeah, I think
they
that
can
is
go
fair.
To you. They can go to me.
That sounds good to me. So with that, I think that's a fair request, Representative Martin, so we'll just hold the bill over then to allow that opportunity for people to speak through the members of the committee and their particular concerns.
And for everybody to absorb this term, I mean, what's the word?
If, Mr. Chairman,
Jim Groomer.
It would be of great help to me if you and your staff and DEC could carefully review their proposed amendments and see if there's any common ground on any of them, so we can basically on a set basis maybe see if some of them are agreeable, and if so, we dispose of those quickly, and the rest, so we can, maybe some of the rest, they drop off, and we, so we maximize the use of our time. And I know you'd probably do that anyway, so.
Okay, so,
I don't have anything particular.
Or is it Moyer, the calendar's really jamming up here, but I don't have a problem holding it over till, I guess, Friday, and...
We could have some.
I'll just hold it over till Friday for now.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And, yeah, I don't think we need to. Okay, let's bring up House Bill 504. It is, there is a, it has been amended in committee, so there's a CS before us. It's just the first paragraph. Okay, there's a motion to move.
Yeah, nobody moving. I was pissed. Pardon me.
So is there any way to put that on the bill that we had?
No, because it's not within the title. I couldn't do it. That's why we did that.
It just, okay, that was what we were going to try to ask. And it just seemed like it was such a small. It makes sense, but it wouldn't be a separate bill.
Mark, it wouldn't go within the title. That's the only reason.
I tell you, you're putting it, because Representative Martin's side here, you put me in a position of voting to move this bill in favor of moving the bill, and I've got concerns. I've never been particularly supportive of it, and I'd like to see the four members of the committee, other than me, support moving the bill from committee.
We can take it up on Wednesday. You can vote a no election, or we hold it to Wednesday. I mean, if you read the chair, whatever you back up.
Friday after
3:17. Oh, hell, I don't care. I guess I won't object to the motion. So the motion before us, is there any objection? Okay, without objection, motion carries.
We need to.
Do we have anything else after me?
Yeah, the annuity.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't sign the reform.
Is the annuity repeal there?
And we need to figure out who was there at the time. We're all here except Terry. Except Mike.
Yeah, everybody's in the room.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I will not forget that.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to start on that one. Okay, this is the complicated one, right? Okay.
Let's figure out a way to be all things to all people.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can stretch that.
Table. If you write that, then I'll be able to say.
Or
Okay,
what? Oh, okay, so we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting then.